Okay, Secretary, could you call the roll of the PNB members?
Yes. This is the roll call for the special open PNB meeting on WBAI, and this is September 22nd, 2016. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Wesley Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPFW. Jim Brown? Can't hear you. Adriana Kesnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Janet Coburn, KPFA. Present. Tony Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Michael Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Sophia Nwangaza, WMX.
Brown, or for Mind Talk.
Present.
For you back.
Present. Venetia Patel Adams, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Ron Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Doreen Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Nancy Jordan, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Pemba Chibanda, Uhura Radio, still yet?
Uhuru, present.
Present. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. And is Jim Brown present? I don't hear him. That is quorum. And quorum is still 10.
Okay, thank you. My name is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is a special call PNB meeting open to the public to deal with the issues with WBAI. Can we get our timekeepers, subject matter, and individual timekeeper?
Adriana, I will take the subject if you want.
Adriana is going to do the subject matter and the issues. Anybody want to do the individual?
Bill, I can do it.
Okay, we really want to ask our timekeepers to really stay on top of the time, even when you're speaking yourselves to time the clock, because that's going to be very important for our timekeeper. And if there is a dispute about the time, where it's that dispute would be decided by the timekeeper. It's just that simple. Okay, are there any excused absences? Were there any requests for excused absences?
Not that I know of.
Okay, no requests for excused absences. What we'll do is adopt our agenda and rules of engagement. Once we do that, then we'll go to our guests and invite them, and Michael will call them.
Chair?
Who is that?
Chair, this is Janet. Janet, there's a set of minutes to be approved.
Okay, we'll do that once the agenda is adopted.
Right.
Okay. Can we get a motion to adopt the agenda?
I'm going to go down stairs to get the elder consultant.
Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
There a second?
So moved.
Yeah. Been moved and seconded. Who did the second?
I'm sorry, this is Janet. I didn't hear who moved to. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Michael Novick moved to adopt it.
And who seconded? Who seconded the agenda?
I still couldn't understand who moved.
Michael moved the agenda.
Okay.
Margie
seconds the agenda.
Got it.
Anybody get a copy of the agenda? Do we have any
point of information?
Who is that?
This is Roberts.
Yes, Serene, what's your question?
Okay, I didn't get a chance to open them, but I thought I saw two agendas. Are they two different agendas, or was there a change?
Janet?
I'm not sure which two agendas you saw. I sent a PDF file and a DocX file. Same thing.
In separate, I saw two emails with attachments from you. Were they?
Well, one of them went to the PNB and the other one went to the guest.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Timekeeper started the clock on the agenda. Okay. So the agenda has been moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion on the agenda?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Well, I'm glad we're doing this and inviting people from WBAI, but it seems like that we're assuming that certain people are guilty until they're proven innocent, because there's several people who are in the WBAI LSB who are apparently being accused of disrupting one of the meetings, and just because they were elected back in January and tried to participate.
Point of order.
So I just object to them being left out.
Was that?
Are we trying to approve the agenda? This doesn't sound pertinent to approving the agenda.
May I explain?
No, he's speaking to the agenda, so it's relevant to the agenda. It's one of the items on the agenda. We're adopting agenda, and he's on the stack to discuss the agenda, and that issue is on the agenda, so it's relevant for him to bring that up.
But is it relevant? Isn't it just relative to whether or not it should be on the agenda, not who's on the call? That's the topic he's discussing.
We passed the motion that several people from BAI should be on the call, and those who disrupt it should not be on the call. So he's speaking to that, and that's one of the reasons why we have the list of guests. So he's speaking to that issue.
But that's not an agenda issue. I mean, doesn't that come up?
I disagree, Nancy. I think it is an agenda. We will have to decide who our guests will be. And he's
point of order, Mr. Chip?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Okay. I have a problem with that. You are telling that in the agenda could be a point on the agenda to revise the motion that was passed and approved by the PMB?
No, that's not what I said. I was really speaking to the relevancy of Bill's comments. That's all.
Isn't discussing what we already did?
I'm just merely speaking to the relevancy of his comments to the agenda. I did not state all of that you just stated. But, Bill, did you want to wrap up your comments, and do we have another?
Well, thank you. Yes, and to address Nancy's concerns, right, the names are listed on the agenda. That's why I'm bringing it up now, and it's leaving off several people assumption seems to be made they were disrupting meetings, but, you know, they weren't. And I object to that.
Janet, may I respond to,
yeah,
or
yeah.
May I clarify? The names that are listed on the agenda are not, there are 13 LSB members, and there's a total of 24. So there are quite a number who are not included, some of whom are the ones who were considered having disrupted.
Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. This is Jonathan, KPSK.
Yes, Jonathan, what's your question?
Well, it's actually for Madam Secretary, if she believes that this objection should occur at a different point, at what time would it be appropriate?
Janet, did you want to respond to that?
I'm just clarifying. I didn't object to anything, so I don't think I'm the one to answer that question.
But
I don't even understand it.
To respond to your question, Jonathan, if you're going to object to the way we have on the agenda and the guests, now is the time to object to it when adopting the agenda.
Okay. Well, I completely echo Bill's sentiments. I mean, I don't want to even get into whether or not these people were disrupting a meeting that happened, 100 meetings ago. It just seems that right now the situation at WBAI warrants that as long as no one is going to be disruptive to this meeting, of course, that I would want them to be at the table on this discussion because obviously the situation is quite serious. Thank you.
Chair, point of order, Janet.
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
I mean, this is a discussion without any kind of motion. Is there a motion on the floor? I don't think so. So shouldn't we be moving on with the agenda approval?
Yes, we're going to, and actually we're going to have two people who are supposed to speak in favor, two people against. And I would ask those who are objecting, you can try to amend the agenda if you choose to add those people to the agenda as guests. You have that option, or you just want to simply make an objection for the record. That's up to you all. But who else is going to address the agenda?
This is great. I'd like to make a statement.
Yes, great.
Okay. I would like to move to add the four people who are excluded, specifically excluded from the agenda from this meeting, to be added to the meeting because I think it was improper for the PNB to decide to exclude leadership from LLC leadership or some of the leaders from WBAI. Now, I believe that this is a point of order because in Robert's rule, it stated explicitly that a minority needs to be given a voice. That's it's the duty of the majority to allow a voice to a minority on any given question.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. What is the motion?
Her motion is she's listing the people she wants to be added to the guest list. Could you cite those individuals, or what? Who are those individuals?
Wait, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Point
yes.
of order. We need a motion in writing, and we don't need all the propaganda. We need the motion in writing, and then she will have the option to explain her motion. Isn't that the way that it is, or we are changing the rules again?
No, we're not changing the rule. Grace, if you could submit your motion in writing and also list who those individuals are, and then you'll get an opportunity to motivate that. I didn't hear a second to that motion. Is there a second?
Bill, I'll second her motion.
Okay, good. It's been seconded, and could you get that to us in writing, and could you motivate that motion briefly? Every individual has 90 seconds.
Okay, I can't do...
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I have an objection here. I object. I'm pretty sure that impugning the intentions of other members is something that we've all disagreed is out of bounds here, and constantly insinuating that our opinions are propaganda because she disagrees with them, I don't believe is appropriate. I'd remind the chair that, frankly, you've been a pretty decent chair, and there's a need to always remind you of how to chair this meeting. Thank you.
Yes, that is correct. We should not question the motives of each member's motions or intentions. That is in Robert Rules of Law.
Point of personal privilege?
Adriana, what's your point of personal privilege?
I didn't mention anybody. What I said is our rules, if I do not mistake, we send a motion, we state the motion. Once that is being seconded, then the person that produced that motion have the option to motivate. Okay? That wasn't what was happening. That's why I asked you.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finished recording...
While you're submitting that in writing, you want to motivate your motion?
Okay. This is great. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to move that in keeping with Robert's Rules of Order, stipulation that the minority voices on a board be heard and be granted the opportunity to present arguments, that the four WBAI members who have been excluded from this phone call be allowed to participate. And they are Frank Lefevre, Bob Young, and the two other
people slipped my mind. Can somebody give me their name?
Alex so and Sean.
Alex Steinberg and Sean Rhodes.
Okay, we'll now take two people in favor of this amendment and two people against it. We have a staff.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Can we have the motion? Because if not, it's a change in motion permanently. Can we have the motion in writing?
I've requested Grace. I requested her to submit that in writing. Have you submitted that in writing?
I'm doing so at the moment.
She's in the process of submitting it. So we all heard what her amendment is, so we'll take two people in favor and two people against. And hopefully by the time we get to voting on it, she'll have it to everybody. Do we have a stack?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, you know, we've been excluding these people all year, and tonight we're going to be discussing one of the most critical things that we've got to talk about, which is the future of WBAI, how to make it work financially, what actions might be taken, and certainly the people involved with WBAI all should be included in this discussion, and not just the ones favored by the majority on the PNB. I think it was inappropriate for them to be excluded all this year from the discussions and voting for the PNB, but especially for right now when we're talking specifically about their very own station. So I think it's really critical that we include them and allow them to speak and to be heard, even if you don't agree with them and even if you don't listen to them. Thank you.
Janet, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet.
Thank you for the staff, please. So these are being referred to as minority members, and I'm not sure whether they're mover is talking about minority members of the LSB or of the PNB, because they are not members of the PNB. So only four, I mean, there are there's a much larger set of so-called minority members, or not even minority. I mean, there's two major factions on the WBAI local station board, so I don't see how four would be considered a minority. So how are you referring to them, as LSB members or directors?
Okay, a quick question to Grace. Are you referring to the minority in terms of being PNB members or minority as LSB members? Could you quickly respond to that question? You don't have to. Grace?
As LSB members.
She's saying as LSB members. Okay, the next person we had on the stack is Serene.
Okay, so just, you know, to correct a few points, there was no election for delegates in January. The gathering that was held with someone participating in voting who is not a member of the WBAI LSB and was not elected as a delegate. That person is a runner-up in the 2015 elections that were finalized in January. There was no vacancy on the board at that time. They're not on the board. They were at that gathering. That was not a legal delegates meeting. It was improperly noticed. There were participants, as I said, who were not delegates, and the results are not accepted as legitimate. So we need to stop calling them directors. You know, let's stop the pretense. And because they were not directors and were not supposed to be on a PNB call, and whoever hustled them the number, which is why we now have this elaborate process of Michael having to call out and monitor the line and call people back and all that madness, which he's never had to do on PNB calls, is because, in fact, the number kept on being leaked by other people to these four so-called directors. So I think we can't really expect to make progress when we begin a discussion with anything less than complete honesty. They're not on the call because that's the motion that we voted back on, I think it was September 1st.
This time.
Okay, anyone else?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
I need the motion. I don't have the motion.
Okay, Grace, Adriana, we've acknowledged that. Grace, where are you in terms of submitting the motion in writing?
I just submitted it.
Okay. Anybody else want to go on the stack?
Jonathan, KPS.
Okay. Jonathan?
Just real briefly again, I mean, whether or not you believe that these members disrupted a meeting, I mean, how many meetings have we all sat at since that meeting? That was a really long time ago. The situation in New York is serious, and the people on the ground in New York have the most information to work with. I'm in Los Angeles, 3,000 miles away, and pretty soon you're going to ask me to vote on something, I guess. It just seems right now the only purpose that it would serve to keep them out of this meeting is to punish them. I mean, and obviously, again, whether or not these are even the people that disrupted the meeting, I just don't see it as being relevant right now. I mean, we have a business to take care of. We need to be serious-minded individuals right now and try to come together and put our differences aside and just try to get this done. Thank you.
Janet?
Janet.
Okay.
Janet, for the sec.
Okay.
I'll go last.
We can only have one person next speaking against this amendment. I thought I heard Adriana first, or then I heard Janet, so it's up to you. Adriana, did you want to go, or Janet wanted to go?
What I want to say is that we keep referring to minorities, and what I understand that from 24 members, 20 members, we are allowed to come to this meeting because they didn't disrupt first. But only 13 of them choose to come. I don't know what they are talking about minorities, and I don't believe that it's a good idea to try to force us to vote in something that the PMV already passed a motion banning these four people for being in this meeting. That is exactly the motion that the PMV passed. This is nothing else trying to delay and bring again a motion that doesn't make any sense. It's referring to minority when they have 13 members and not the 13, are present here or called for being the call. I don't know. Thank you.
Okay. We've had two people in favor, two people against. We'll have to go on a vote on this amendment to the agenda to add these individuals. Do everyone understand what we're voting on? We're voting on adding these four individuals to the guest list.
I have a point of information.
Yes, yeah, Serene, what's your question?
So this will require a two-thirds vote, correct?
No, it's a simple majority. I don't see why it was a two-thirds vote.
We voted not to invite them. So if we're now voting to invite them, 3 weeks later, that requires a two-thirds vote. It's undoing something the board has already decided.
As I understand what they're amending the agenda. This is just to amend the agenda to put the item on the agenda.
Point of order?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Do we have the motion? I'm sorry. Do we have the motion yet? Because I didn't understand their intention to be what you're saying it is.
Mr. Chair, point of order? We cannot use a motion that the only reason of this motion is change something that the PMB already voted. We vote to exclude them.
No, all we're doing.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. May I finish?
Adriana, I've heard your point of order. I will address
No, sir.
Adriana, you can't just have a debate on. I'm going to address what your point of order is. As I understand, what they're doing is amending the agenda so that we can discuss whether or not to add these individuals as guests when we get to that item.
Yes.
Tony,
that's not the motion.
That's not the motion. This is Mark.
Oh, okay.
Can I read the motion, please?
Yes.
It says, it's from Grace Aaron. It says, in keeping with Robert's Rules of Order, with the Roberts Rules of Order rule that minority, in this case WBAI LSB members' voices, be given adequate opportunity to speak and be heard, be it moved that Frank Lefevre, Sean Rhodes, Alex Steinberg, and Robert Young be allowed to be included in this meeting tonight, September 22nd. So it's not putting it on the agenda. It's a motion.
I didn't see the written motion. I stand correct. I didn't see the.
And Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
So therefore, it's not a motion to amend the agenda. It is a motion to something, amend a previous motion, as Doreen had mentioned. And so that means that it doesn't stick to the 2-4-2 against. And I would like to address it.
Bill, point of order.
No, the only issue that Serene raised, and I don't know if I've read the motion, she's correct. Now that I see the language of the motion, it would require 2/3 vote to add those individuals to speak as guests.
Bill, point of order.
Bill, what's your point of order?
It is just amending the agenda, because there's a list of people already on the agenda who are to be included, and the ones that Grace is proposing were left off. These names were never included in the original motion. The original motion was to, again, invite guests from the WBI LSB. So this is certainly in order, and it doesn't require 2/3 vote. It's an amendment to the agenda.
No, but the board did vote, Bill, and speaking to your point of order, the board did vote that those individuals that disrupted the meeting would be excluded in the original motion, and the secretary have determined that those individuals were part of the individuals that disrupted those meetings. So,
well, should I challenge that? Because I don't think that's correct.
Okay. You want to challenge the ruling of the chair?
Well, yeah, I'm trying not to waste too much time, but I think the secretary's assumptions are incorrect there, because saying that somebody tried to raise a point of order in a meeting that they were, where the majority was trying to keep them from participating, does not count as disruptions. The disruptions that were being referred to in last week's meeting were like making beeping and playing music and things like that so that nobody could talk. That's the disruptions that was being referred to. And so it's just like a giant leap now that we're taking to say that anybody that wanted to talk was disrupting the meeting.
Janet, may I clarify?
No, we can't. He's called. Figure out how I'm speaking. Wait, okay? He's already. Okay. I'm trying to clarify some things here. I made a decision that once I heard the motion, it would require 2/3 vote to change what the board already voted for. Now, Bill is challenging the chair on that. I didn't hear a second to that.
Second, Jan Goodman.
And because it's a procedural vote in terms of agenda, we're going to have to go to a vote on that, to vote whether or not to either, if you vote yes, you sustain or support the chair. If you vote no, you approve the chair. So we're going to have to go to
I'm
a vote.
Sorry, chair.
Yes.
This is Janet. Yes. Bill just made a whole statement about what I decided or not, and I would like to address that.
Janet, it's not a debatable, the ruling of the chair
is
not debatable, but the question is.
Yes, it is.
Not
yes,
if it's a
but he just
issue.
Made a whole statement about a point of personal privilege, then, may I? I mean, just.
What's your personal privilege, Janet?
Well, it was being described that my determination of disrupting the meeting had to do with beeping. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with four people obtaining the calling code unofficially and then calling in to the meetings and then speaking without being recognized, and that's disruption.
Okay.
That's what the disruption was.
Okay, that's your personal privilege, but now we're going to go to a vote on the overruling the ruling of the chair that we require 2/3 votes on this. If you vote yes, you're sustaining and supporting the chair. If you vote no, you overrule the chair. And
yes, Aaron.
Excuse me, could I ask a question, please? This is Efea. I got dropped off. What was the ruling of the chair?
The ruling of the chair is that in order to vote on this item, it would require 2/3 vote. And Bill is challenging that.
Okay.
So, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Fuentes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No means opposing the ruling of the chair?
Correct.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Luangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 12 yes, 4 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 13-4-0. This pass, ruling of the chair is sustained.
Okay, we'll now go to the vote on the motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on whether or not to add these individuals?
Aaron.
Excuse me, point of order, Pinchback. Yes, Pinchback.
Are we voting on the motion to put this on the agenda?
No, the motion will read that she wants to add these individuals as guests, these four individuals.
Okay, but wouldn't I have to go through the, wouldn't that have to be discussed through the agenda first?
No, we went through that. It's a motion, or she just wants to, it's in line with their objecting to the guest list, and she's just adding these individuals to the guest list.
Okay.
So that's the essence of the motion. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Fuentes? Can't hear you. Goodman. Goodman?
Goodman just fell off the call. I'm calling her back.
And Fuentes, what about Jose Luis? He was on the call before. All right.
Yes, I'm connected.
Okay. Coburn votes no. Novick? How do you vote?
No. No.
No. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Robert?
No.
No. Whoever, could people mute, please? There's background noise. Thank you. Thornton?
No.
No. Shibanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. So Fuentes?
I'm sorry. What are we voting on?
Chair, would you clarify?
Yeah, we're voting whether or not on Grace's motion to add those four individuals to the guest list that we were not adding because of the disruption of the meeting. So we're voting whether or not we're going to add those four individuals.
Right. No.
Fuentes votes no. Goodman? Is Goodman on the call?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Goodman votes yes. Okay, let me count. I have 4 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 4 yes, 10, 11 no, 2 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, now we're still on the agenda approval. Where are we on time?
Mr. Chair, we are 1 minute over.
1 minute over?
Yes, sir. We are in the middle of the call. Yes. 1 minute.
So we're out of time. We're going to have to go to a vote on the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda as we have? No objections to the agenda. Okay, the agenda is approved without objection. Okay, we'll now go to the first item on the agenda, which is the approval of the minutes. Madam Secretary, you want to submit the minutes? Did everybody get a copy of the minutes? We have 5 minutes for this item. Janet?
This is me.
Right. So this is the – these are the minutes
of the – Sorry, point of personal privilege. This is Michael. I started getting repeated silent calls from a private name and a hidden number on my home phone, so I had to turn it off. So if there's anybody who needs to get on this call, they need to email me. This is the only way to reach me at this point. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Janet. I think I don't know who it is. All right. So may I continue with the minutes?
Yes, you have 5 minutes on this side. Janet, yes.
Well, this is me.
Who is that?
May I? I'm speaking. Is there a reason why I'm being interrupted?
Okay, Janet.
Okay, so I submitted the draft minutes of the September 15th special open meeting that we had just last week, and I submitted it yesterday, and then there was a minor typo correction, and I submitted that today. So there should have been time for people to look at them, and so I
Indiana?
Hope they will be approved.
Yes, Adriana.
I don't know if we need a second, but I move to approve the minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to these minutes?
I just need to abstain. I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to look at them.
Okay, we have an abstention. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the minutes?
And I'll second. The motion to approve. But if may I, I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
All right, I'll call the roll. I was just thinking that hearing no objection but one abstention, unless others would want to abstain.
If my abstention would, changing it to no, would obviate the need for, if I can do that, I'm willing to do that at this point.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is no objection to the minutes. Okay, If there's no objection to the minute, they're so adopted.
I'm sorry. I would like to be noted as an exemption.
Oh, you abstaining?
An abstention, excuse me.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
All right. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Pass.
Pass. Goodman. Can't hear you.
Connecting her again, sorry.
All right. Coburn votes yes. Novick, heavy vote.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams. Venetia, can't hear you.
Get in touch with this call again because I don't check my voice messages that often. Thanks. Bye.
At the tone.
Okay, going back. Patel Adams, one more try.
What are we voting on? I'm sorry.
Approving the September 15th special open meeting minutes.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Thank you for your work. I abstain.
Abstain. You're welcome. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shimanda. Shimanda?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes, Brown. Okay, Jose Luis, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman didn't hear you? And... Okay, that's it. Let me count.
Just a moment. This is Mungaza. I'm sorry. Do you have a yes for me?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. One moment. I have 14 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 15 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay, we got our minutes passed. I guess now would be the time for Michael to start calling the guests before we give the ground rules. Everybody,
okay, we'll do.
The members can look at the agenda and see what the... we're going to follow the agenda, and those are the ground rules we're going to hear from. As you can see, we'll hear the executive director report, and if we get the GM on the line, we'll hear the general manager's report, and then we'll hear questions from the P&B members. And then after that, we'll hear questions to the IED and general managers from the guests. Then after that, we'll hear 2 minutes from each guest. And if there's any questions to the guests, PNB members can ask them. And we're requesting that any motion or action items be to the end. Everybody can get an opportunity to speak and ask questions.
And Chair?
Yes.
This is Janet. I don't know if Michael is calling Lydia into the call.
Oh, yeah. Michael called Lydia. And if you've got, if you got a number for Virgil.
And number at the tone, and we will
also
get your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Call Virgil.
Who's going to sing while we wait?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the P&B call. We're adding people one at a time. It takes some time. Be patient.
All right. Thank you. Good.
Thank you for your call.
Chair, this is Janet.
Janet.
I'm thinking that perhaps it might be better for me to call the role of the guests before you do your ground rule thing, just so that we know who's on the call. Or
okay, we can do that as soon as we get see who he's. Yeah, I assume they were listening and on the standby.
Okay, can you instruct me to mute?
Everyone mute their phones.
Hey,
can everyone mute their phones?
We can hear you.
That's not Serene speaking.
Did everyone mute their phone? You're not on.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Michael's adding WBAI people.
Cool. This is Michael? Yes.
No, you're on the PNB call, which is being
you're on
screened.
The PNB call being recorded. I can't be on the phone at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Just hang on.
Hello?
Do you have to get Barbara money, too? And then you're in charge of tipping.
In the meantime, if anyone wants to make a donation, the WBAI pledge number is 516-203602. Call and become a buddy or something.
Hello.
Hello.
And who's this?
This is Ken Laufer from New York.
Okay, guys, just hold on. You're on the PNB call. It's being streamed. Michael Novick is calling out to WBAI people and adding you one at a time.
And we're all being very good students and being silent while that's happening.
Someone should sing. People will either pledge because they like it or pledge for it to stop.
Namaste, yoga and wellness. I'm not a bitch.
Very well, sir.
Tony, this is Bill. I have a question while we're calling people.
Yeah.
On the agenda, it says you will describe the process and the ground rules, but we haven't seen that. So we don't know what the process and ground rules means or what they are.
It's just the order that we have on the agenda. The basic ground rule being that the members only have the right to make motions and objections. PNB members.
Okay, can you make sure that everybody knows what the time limits are for each individual section, too?
Okay, everybody on the line. It should be on the agenda, but we'll let all the members know.
The guests may not have the agenda.
Okay, yeah. Get everybody on. I'll go over it.
Okay, I'm here.
I'm sorry. This is Janet. I'd like to clarify.
Janet, yes.
Yes, the guests were all sent the agenda. The guests were all sent the agenda, one. And two, whoever is...
Sorry, Janet,
can somebody mute? Tell them how to mute.
Could everybody mute their phones? If you're
all right,
to mute,
either mute your own on your phone or press pound 1. And then to unmute, you would press #1, but you would only unmute if you were recognized. Thank you. So let me just continue clarifying. So the agenda was sent out to all the guests.
I don't know what you're saying. What about this muting and unmuting? And could you clarify that, please?
On your phone,
stay muted until you're recognized by the chair. In order to mute your phone, press #1. You would do the same to unmute when you are recognized by the chair or called by the secretary.
Nancy Sorda, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Nancy.
If people have the option to mute from their phone, that is the preferred way to mute, because if you press #1, everybody can hear this beep, 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 one, and sometimes it messes up and we get a phone message of a voice that's giving an automatic message that just goes on. It's much better if you can mute from your own phone, your own phone's mute button, rather than using #1.
Okay, that's a good point.
Okay, so
yes, Janet?
So, yeah. All right. So, again, the guests have the agenda, and also the ground rules. There are going to be special ground rules for the guests, and that's something that the chair will also describe.
I will call you back if you speak clearly. If you do not speak clearly, I will not be calling you back. Have a good day.
Excuse me, who is this person yelling at us? What is this all about?
I assume
it's someone's voicemail. Relax.
It's just a funny voice.
Michael, how are you doing with these calls?
Bertel is on the line.
Hey, Bertel.
Oh,
Bertel.
I was muted. I'm trying to reach Lydia. I couldn't reach her on two calls. I'm coming again.
To accept recording, press 1.
What about the...
To replay, press 2. To erase and record again, press 3. To exit, press
somebody
star.
Start reading the bylaws.
So, Michael, are all the guests on the call?
This is Pauline Park. I just joined.
Okay, one moment. Talking to Michael.
All the guests I can reach are on the call.
Okay. So, Chair, shall I?
Well, while we're waiting, yes, you're going to call or
right.
Roll. Yes.
Okay. So, this is Janet Cobrin. I'm the PMB secretary, and I am going to call the names of the guests who have been called to join the call. These are WBAI LSB members. John Brinkley, and say present or not. Say present. If you're here.
Present.
Brinkley, present. Jim Dingman.
Present.
Present. William Heerwagon. Heerwagon? Don't hear you. Vajra Kilgore?
Kilgour? Present.
Present. Ken Lawfer?
Present.
Present. Bob Lederer?
Lederer, present.
Present, sorry. R. Paul Martin?
Here. Can you hear me?
Present.
Okay.
Yes, present. Steve Moser?
Here.
Present. John Riley.
Present.
Present. Sharon Salam.
Present.
Present. Pauline Parker.
Park. Present.
Park, sorry. Present. Ralph Pointer. Ralph Pointer?
trying to connect again.
Okay, and that would also be for Lynn Stewart. Okay, so right now I have 10 of the 13 present.
Okay,
Berthold Reimers, general manager.
Present.
Okay. This is Tony Norman, chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm addressing the WBAI guests. First of all, thank you for calling in at least. You should have received a copy of the agenda, and you can see that each of you will be given 2 minutes when we get to that item on the agenda. But first, we're going to hear a report from the executive director and the general manager of WBAI, and after which you all can answer questions to the executive director and the general manager after the PNB representative have had an opportunity to address their questions or ask their questions.
Also, I'm sorry, John.
I'm sorry? Okay.
William Heerwagen is trying to reach Michael to be called back. He got dropped.
Okay, Mike, but you can try to get William.
Yes.
And only PNB members are allowed to make motions and objections, and we ask that you respect and not speak until you're recognized.
Yeah, because you're so important. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
And during the questioning period, each person will be given 90 seconds, but you will be given 2 minutes each to address, to respond, or give your opinion or any recommendations you have for the station. That pretty much, Janet, is there anything I didn't cover?
Well, just that this is an open session, and so the what is discussed here, no issues that would have to be in confidential closed sessions should be discussed, like anything involving litigation or... Tony, would you maybe list what should not be discussed?
Yes, this is an open meeting, so we can't discuss anything that is considered proprietary or confidential. That means litigation issues, court cases. Also, any specific proposals that you may have or heard of in reference to any LMAs or any agreements, that speaks to the proprietary issue, and we don't want to go, but you can discuss generally the concept, if you wish, of LMAs or agreements, but not specific recommendations or proposals.
Tony, this is Margie.
Yes, Margie.
I just want to add that it's very important that no named employees be discussed on the open air.
Yes,
that is,
thank you, Margie, for that. Please do not refer to any named employees. When you speak, please respect the rules of Robert Rules of Order. We do not question the motives and intentions of our members, and that would also apply to the LSB members and the guests, not to impugn or question their motives, but to not make reference to employee-specific names.
Point of information, Michael?
Yes, Michael.
I'm now showing William Heerwagen as connected and also the number I have for Lynn Stewart and Ralph Pointer. Are they on?
Yeah, William Heerwagen. Thank you.
Lynn Stewart and Ralph Pointer are on the call.
Okay.
Can we hear from Ralph Pointer, please?
Yeah, Ralph is here.
Thank you.
Okay, you all should have generally gotten an agenda. I'm not going to repeat the rules, but just that you all have 2 minutes, and you should speak when you're recognized. We have Lydia on the call, and we have Bertel. Do we have Lydia?
We have Bertel, but not Lydia. I'm trying again on Lydia.
Okay, while we're waiting for him to get Lydia, are there any guests that have any questions related to the rules?
I do. If you want to defer speaking at your turn, you can.
Yes, you'll have 2 minutes. If you want to defer that to someone else, we'll still time them. If you want to give you 2 minutes, another guest.
Thank you for your call.
Or if you want to pass and then speak later. Yes, we can do that.
Memory full.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Can we ask, we are not familiar with the names and the public neither. May I ask that everybody before start speaking mention their name?
Yes, before you, that's
thank
a
you.
Good point. When you want to address, please state your name so that we'll know who that is that's speaking. We can all guess the voices from the telephone. So if you state your name and then we'll go from there.
And Janet, one other thing?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so a lot of times there's a stack, and so if you call, if you want to speak and you call out your name and your, let's say the chair recognizes that he hears you, that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to start speaking. It would be being added to the stack. So that's something that to keep in mind.
Now, as I understand, I don't know if the guest will be on the stack. That's not, the stack won't be taken until you hear a P&B discussion, but that's after you hear from the guest and all of that. I don't think that's
your name and number, and we will return the call as soon as possible.
Yes. Got it?
So, but when, let's say, there are questions from the guests, from a number of guests, there would be a stack in that case.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, do we have Lydia?
I just texted her and told her we're trying to call her.
Yeah, you don't have it. All I get is voicemail at all three numbers I have for her.
Yeah.
What we can do, if there's not a problem, we can start with Bertel, the general manager, and then hopefully Lydia will be on the call by then. So is that a problem?
Nope.
Okay, if there's not a problem, will Bertel, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to start with you, and you have 10 minutes. You can give us a summary of the station and highlight what you want to highlight and where we are with the station. So, you're on.
I'm on?
Yes.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
to Michael, Lydia just said to call herself.
Okay, we'll see. Michael, see if you can get Lydia on her cell. Just hold on for a minute. If we can get Lydia first, we're going to go with Lydia. If
okay, sounds good for me.
Your name and number and the tone, and we will return your call.
Hello? Is Lydia on?
No,